So, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your warm welcome. It's very nice to be back here in ISKCON Ljubljana. Prabhupada would ask many times, because in Los Angeles, the big community we have there started out with one purchase of one building, and that building used to be a church, Christian church, and nobody was attending, so they were willing to sell it, and Prabhupada bought it. So Prabhupada asked several times, well, now, what is the difference between this building and all the other buildings on the block? Why is this building special? Because in this building, we are trying to serve Krishna. That's the difference. So this building in Ljubljana is special because you all are trying your best to serve Krishna here. So tonight we are going to say a few words about the 12th verse of the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Let me just bring it up here. Okay, please repeat. Anishtam, Ishtam, Mishram, Cha, Trividam, Karmanaha, Palam, Bhavati, Atyaginam, Pretya, Na, Tu, Sanyasinam, Kwachit. Anishtam ishtam ishram cha trividam karmanak palam bhavatyatyarginam pretya natu sanyasinam kochit. Okay, so what about sandhi? Sandhi means when things run together and it's done deliberately so that the meter works. If you look at the word bhavati on the third line, in the synonyms, it's spelled B-H-A-V-A-T-I. That's normally how you spell it. When you see it spelled with a Y, it's a deliberate indication that you should run it into the next verse, into the next word. So to get the meter properly, you pronounce it Bhavat Yatyaginam. The Y becomes part of the next word. Understand? So you say Bhavat Yatyaginam. Okay? Not Bhavati Atyaginam. Bhavat Yatyaginam. You run the two words together. That's Sunday. Okay. Anishtam ishtam mishram cha trividam karmanak palam bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sanyasinam kachit. Anishtam ishtam mishram cha trividam karmanak palam bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sanyasinam kvachit. Please chant. Bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sanyasinam kochit. Anishtam ishtam mishram cha trividam karmanak palam bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sanyasinam kochit. Mataji, you want to try? Anishtam ishtam mishram cha trividam karmanak palam bhavatyatyaginam pretya natu sanyasinam kuchit. Anyone else? Okay, synonyms. Anishtam, leading to hell. Ishtam, leading to heaven. Mishram, mixed. Cha, oh, you're translating? Oh, okay, I'll go slower. Cha, and. Trividam, oh, three kinds. Karmanaha, of work. Phalam, the result. Bhavati comes. Atyaginam, for those who are not renounced. Preta, after death. Na, not. Tu, but. Sannyasinam, for the renounced order. Kwachit, at any time. So Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse, I'll read it in English and then you can read the translation. Your in your language. For one who is not renounced, the threefold fruits of action, desirable, undesirable, and mixed, accrue after death. But those who are in the renounced order of life have no such result to offer or to suffer or enjoy. So, a very short purport. I'll also read in English, and then you can read it in Slovenian. A person in Krishna consciousness, acting in knowledge of his relationship with Krishna, is always liberated. Therefore, he does not have to enjoy or suffer the results of his acts after death. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tilamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadishtarine Om Agyana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Shtapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyahang Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvatam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvatangsha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Haripriye Vancha kopaturubhyo sha kripa sindubhyo eva cha patitanang pavanebhyo vaisnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So who's speaking? Who spoke this verse? Tonight's verse, who's speaking? Krishna, Lord Krishna. So, and who is he speaking to? Arjuna, yes. So, Prabhupada will stress this, that Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. You all know, but maybe some of the newer devotees don't know, the definition or the derivation of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad comes from Bhagavan, and Bhagavan means the possessor of all opulences. Now, the father of Srila Vyasadeva, Parashara Muni, has given us six primary opulences in a nice verse that everybody should learn. Everybody should learn this because we're worshipping Bhagavan, the possessor of these opulences, so we should remember what those opulences are. Aishvaryasya, Samagrasya, Viryasya, Yashashakshya, Gyanam Vairagayoschain, Jaiva, Shanam Bhaga Itingana. Very important verse to remember. So, Aishvarya means opulence, riches. Everybody's proud of whatever level of riches they have, although they want more. We were discussing earlier today how the capitalists are so greedy. They become millionaire, they want to have billions. They become billionaire, they want to have multi-billions, trillions if possible. No end to greed. There's no end. Because this is a symptom of the mode of passion and ignorance, lustiness, greediness. No end to it. Just I was discussing with Ananta and another devotee earlier about this, that in the story of Vamanadeva and Bali Maharaj, when Bali Maharaj offered Vamanadeva, he said, "I can give you whatever you want. You please. I am very pleased with you. Ask some benediction." So Vamanadeva said, "Yes, just give me 3 steps of land." And Bali was saying, "You don't understand. I control the whole universe. I can give you planets, whatever you want." And then Lord Vamanadeva said, "Any Brahmana who would not be satisfied with 3 steps of land would not be satisfied if you gave him the entire universe." So this is to indicate that if we are actually Brahmanas, and Vaishnava is supposed to be a Brahmana, then we should be satisfied with what we need. The needs are taken care of by Krishna, one is satisfied. That's Brahminical life. Not always hankering after more and more and more and more and more. For Krishna, yes, one can hanker for more. But also, one has to be patient. Prabhupada, he always wanted more for Krishna. When the devotees were distributing books and scores were going higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And Prabhupada said, "Yes, double it. Triple it." In other words, one should never be satisfied in what one can offer to Krishna, because everything belongs to Krishna. And because we're working for Krishna, that means the sky's the limit. Anything is possible. Krishna can move mountains. So why should we have... Prabhupada said, "One of my diseases, I cannot think small." He was thinking international society. You see? He formed this little corporation in New York in 1966. He had one little storefront, barely able to pay the rent. But he was thinking big, international society for Krishna consciousness. And now we see it has come true. So similarly, one can think big for Krishna. One can think big for Krishna. This afternoon, on the ride here, we were discussing. Prabhupada said, at one point he said, if 10% of a country becomes Krishna conscious, then the place becomes like Vaikunth. Then he said, why 10%? 1%. So how many citizens are here in Slovenia? Everybody says 2 million. So what's 10% of 2 million? 200,000. What's 1%? 20,000. So, how long has ISKCON been here in Slovenia? 30 years. So in 30 years, do we have 20,000 people chanting? When I say Krishna consciousness, I mean chanting Hare Krishna regularly. Do we have 20,000 people in Slovenia chanting Hare Krishna regularly? Does anybody think so? How many people on your member roll? How many do you have? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000? So there's work to be done. We should not be satisfied that just a handful of people are here for Bhagavad Gita class. Now, how many people living close by? There should be at least 100, 200 coming for classes every day regularly. Why not? You see, this is how one should think. Don't think that because I'm now a devotee, the work is done. No. A devotee always wants to see others become devotee. Because actually, that is our constitutional position. We're all actually devotees of Krishna. We're all actually servants of God, servants of Krishna. And we will never be happy even if we have everything in the universe, materially speaking. And that's why we see so many people that already have millions and they're still working hard, trying for more and more and more and more. More and more and more. Because they don't feel the satisfaction. The satisfaction that a devotee feels just by chanting Krishna's holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Taking prasadam, associating with other devotees, hearing the scriptures, dancing in kirtan. Devotees feel very satisfied. It's not something that you have to convince them of. They feel it. This is the beauty of this bhakti yoga path. You don't need somebody to convince you that you're making advancement or convince you that you're feeling spiritual bliss. You experience it yourself. Krishna says that in the Gita. Pratyakshakyavam tharmyam susukam. Pratyaksha, you get direct experience of the results of bhakti yoga by practicing. Practicing, 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 hearing, chanting, remembering, glorifying, dancing, chanting again, taking prasadam, doing it all over again the next day. Gradually, gradually, the goodness, passion, and ignorance. Yes, even goodness is an anchor for the soul, because the soul is meant to be free in Krishna's service. So even the mode of goodness can be an anchor. The Brahman is thinking, "I am so smart and I know so much," and he's lighting fires over here and throwing water over there and feeling himself to be But he's not actually a Brahmana. We're not Brahmana or Shudra or Vaishya or Brahmachari, Sannyasi. We're none of these things. We're actually just Krishna's servant. That's it. We're just servants of Krishna. But what a glorious thing to be. We see what a real servant of Krishna is. When one is really, purely a servant of Krishna, what a glorious position. That's why we say, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. You see? Not just because he was an old Indian man, or it has nothing to do with that. We glorify Śrīla Prabhupāda because he was a pure servant of Krishna. That was his only business, his only product, so to speak. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So that's the mood that we're meant to catch up. In all circumstances, no matter where we are, who we're with, whatever is going on, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And yes, not everybody's going to take immediately, but that's not our business. Our business is just like Prabhupada said, like the mailman. When the mailman comes to your door, someday he's bringing a check for $1,000. He doesn't know what's in the envelope. He's bringing it. Another day he may be bringing a summons for court. He doesn't know. He's just bringing it. So similarly for us, when we go out and preach Krishna consciousness, we don't know what the result is going to be. We just accept it as an axiomatic fact, truth that is positive. Because it has something to do with Krishna, it's positive. You see, it's positive. So, here, in the 18th chapter, Krishna is speaking about renunciation. So technically speaking, we can't renounce anything because nothing belongs to us. You see? Everything belongs to Krishna. So when somebody's thinking that they're, you know, such a big philanthropist or they're an altruist or whatever, this is another form of craziness. You can't give away what doesn't belong to you. It's like if somebody comes in here and takes the small deities off the altar and goes and gives them to somebody. This person needs some deities. I heard they need some deities, so I'm taking these. Yeah. No. They may think they're doing something wonderful, but that's thievery. That's theft. You can catch them by the collar. And you see? So whatever we have in this world that we're claiming to be ours, time will prove us wrong. You see? We're thinking it belongs to me. My car, my house, my wife, my business, my. Nothing belongs to you. Everything belongs to Krishna. So the intelligent person, it's not that the devotee is being kind to give something to Krishna, it's being intelligent. Everything belongs to you, my Lord. Please direct me how to use your property so that you will be satisfied. Not that I want any credit. Just direct me how to use your property so that you will be satisfied. That's the devotee's mood. And in that mood, the devotee can accept everything. Can accept the whole world. Prabhupada used to say, Krishna can give you the whole world in 18 days. Well, what are you going to do with it? Something positive. See, the whole world belongs to Krishna. He can give. He can give everything. Especially in a small country like this, in no time, Krishna could give you the entire place. What would you do, though? What would you do? If Krishna handed over entire Slovenia, here, ISKCON, you take Slovenia, you run it. What are you going to do? You see? So we always have to be prepared by showing Krishna that we're properly using what he has already given us. Prabhupada used to say, it's just like the father and the son. When the son is young and the son is foolish, the father gives him a very strict allowance. 5 kunas or 5 euros or whatever every week. That's it. But when the son grows up and he's educated and intelligent and knows how to spend money, the father gives him the whole business. Okay, now you run the business. I'm retiring. So it's like that with Krishna. If we don't use Krishna's money properly, then Krishna will keep us like this. But if we show Krishna that we spend every euro properly, then he will send more and more and more and more and more. There's no limit to what Krishna can give. You see how much he gave Prabhupada. Apparently in the beginning Prabhupada was struggling, didn't have anything, but Krishna was just building something. And then when the right time came, he gave Prabhupada everything. Big temples in America, big temples in India, everything. Because Prabhupada was not doing this for his own satisfaction or his own fame. He was doing it to glorify Krishna, his guru and Krishna. So just as Krishna is a speaker of Bhagavad Gita, here he's speaking to Arjuna about renunciation, it is the greatest crime to present Bhagavad Gita without Krishna, which is what a lot of these so-called swamis and, you know, yogis do. They, yes, they read Bhagavad Gita and they even preach Bhagavad Gita, but their conclusion is not surrender to Krishna. So that's cheating. So similarly, all of you youngsters, and you're all young compared to me, proper disciples, we are leaving every day practically. One of my God sisters just left a couple of days ago. Her name is Gayatri, and her husband Amarendra. The two of them, they opened up the Gainesville Temple, and they started that world famous distribution of prasadam on the college campus there. It's been going on for 40 years now. And we're all leaving. Pretty soon the day will come when there will be no more proper disciples on this planet. So literally speaking, this movement is now yours. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to present ISKCON without Prabhupada? That's the danger. You see, already people are saying like that. They chant Hare Krishna, and they like the deities, and they like festivals. Well, Prabhupada said some things that I don't like, and you know, they want to censor Prabhupada, and they want to present ISKCON without Prabhupada. But the International Society for Krishna Consciousness means Srila Prabhupada. It's his movement. Prabhupada said, ISKCON is my body. So to try to present ISKCON without Prabhupada is a ludicrous proposition. So you have to be all in. We have this phrase in America. Maybe we have it here in Slovenia also. When you're really into something, they say you're all in. So you have to be all in to Prabhupada. Not partially and not trying to censor Prabhupada. People talk about, you know, the editing of the books. But the editing of Prabhupada's books begun by Prabhupada himself. Prabhupada spoke his books into a dictaphone, and then they were transcribed. So Prabhupada could have said, take these transcriptions and publish them. No. He wanted his books polished to a certain degree. So in the early days, the main editor, the first really established editor of Prabhupada's books was Hayagriva Prabhu. He was a college professor, English professor. But he made quite a few errors. And not just errors because they didn't hear Prabhupada correctly, which a lot of errors were because of that. They didn't understand Prabhupada's, you know, just like the famous one from the early Gita. Prabhupada said, Pitri Loka, Pitris, planet of the Pitris, and they wrote planet of the trees. So those kind of errors. But also Hayagriva, because he was an English professor, he gave himself the license to kind of change some things. One very important one that Prabhupada himself changed before he left, in the Bhagavad Gita says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Repeatedly. And we know what Bhagavan is, Krishna. But Hayagriva wrote it as the Blessed Lord said. That's how he translated it in his mind. The Blessed Lord said. So it was actually published like that. And one day Prabhupada himself was reading. And he said, what is this Blessed Lord said? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha means the Supreme Personality of Godhead said. So, Prabhupada's books were edited because he wanted them to be edited, but that doesn't mean that there were no mistakes. And this is another thing you have to watch out for. There are certain people who go around telling you, don't read these new books. They're all edited and who knows what they changed. We're going to give you the unchanged books. But then if you look at those books, and I've done it, and I've confronted them about it, they made some changes. Like Planet of the Trees, they changed it back to Pitches. You see? And cattle ranching, in the qualities of the Vaishya, they changed it to the proper thing, cow protection. So they've made some changes, but they're going around telling everybody, we're giving you the unchanged books. So I challenged them. I said, no. If you're going to do this, tell people we're selling you the slightly changed books. Don't go around fooling people, telling them you're giving them the unchanged books. You've also made changes. Maybe not as many editorial changes as Jayadvaita Maharaj did, but you changed also. So this is another just smokescreen of Maya. If you prefer to read the pre-78 books, fine. Those are the books that I read. I joined in 73. So there was no question of reading anything else. But I also work at the BBT, and I've seen the changes that have occurred in the books, and I would say the vast majority of them are positive and correct. And they're still making devotees. It's not only the pre-78 books that make devotees. The current books, they also make devotees, which is the whole goal of the whole thing, is to make devotees of Krishna. So don't get hung up on this either. You see, people throw all these things in there just to make noise and, you know, distract you. Whatever. If you have a preference for the pre-78 books, that's okay. The BBT didn't ban them. They're still available. We sell them. The BBT sells the pre-78 books. But if you want the books that have been polished to a higher degree, which was Prabhupada's desire, then those are also available. The point is, don't be distracted. And this is how Maya divides and conquers, you see? Prabhupada said himself, this international society cannot be stopped by anybody from the outside. It can only be stopped from the inside if we fight against each other. And this is Maya's trick. This is Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel. How is Maya going to get Vaishnavas to quarrel with each other over things like this? Oh, I don't like these books. They should read that book. Whatever. You like the pre-78 books, fill your book back and go out and distribute them. You see? But a lot of these people always sit around and complain and quetch and quarrel and fight and they don't do anything. That you shouldn't do. You should always be active for Krishna under Srila Prabhupada's direction. Don't try to present ISKCON without Srila Prabhupada. See, a lot of these people also, they claim they like Prabhupada's pre-78 books, but then they read them, then they actually read them, and they see things they want to change. Why did Prabhupada say this? Why did Prabhupada say that? Oh, that's too heavy. Doesn't he understand how people think nowadays? They're not going to... No! That's not your business. Present Prabhupada's books as they are, just like he presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. He didn't censor Krishna. But Krishna says, surrender to me. Prabhupada didn't soften it. And Prabhupada said, no, Krishna says, surrender to me. So similarly, if we are going to, and I say we, you, because this movement is going to be yours pretty soon. We are all leaving. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to present it? How are you going to present Srila Prabhupada? That is going to be the key to your success. Present Srila Prabhupada just the way he presented himself. Exactly, without any change. And your success is guaranteed. Guaranteed. Success. On an individual basis, that means that you are free from the clutches of Maya. You're free, you're liberated, as this stated in tonight's purport. You become liberated. Isn't it? The prophet says, a person in Krishna consciousness, acting in knowledge of his relationship with Krishna, is always liberated. So our relationship with Krishna cannot be direct. That is presumptuous. If you think you can have a direct relationship with Krishna, it has to go through parampara. Sampradaya vihinam ye mantraste nishpalam. Without sampradaya, your mantra is useless. There's that verse. That's what that verse says. Sampradaya vihina. Vihinam, hinam means without. Vi, stressing. Sampradaya vihina. If you don't get everything, not just get it through the sampradaya, but pass it on just the way you got it, without changing. Again, people read Prabhupada's books. Even Prabhupada's disciples read Prabhupada's books, many of them. And they, why did Prabhupada say that? And he said this about women, and he said this about that, and how could he say that? Just pass it on. Don't worry about it. So many disciples and followers were made by those books. Why do you think it's going to be any better if you change it? Don't change it. Whatever Prabhupada said, that's not your business. You're like that postal carrier. When he brings the mail to your door, it doesn't matter to him what's in the envelope, whether it's a check or a summons to court. He doesn't care. He's putting it in your mailbox. So you take those books out there in the same mood. Just give them to people and let the chiefs fall where they may. Some people may read them and immediately shut them. Oh, I can't take this. And somebody else would read it and say, this is what I've been looking for my whole life. May have happened to some of you. So many stories are there. I stayed in the San Diego temple for many years in the early 90s. And there was one young devotee there. And I always like to ask devotees how they come to Krishna. Actually, I put together a book, a collection of how different devotees came to Krishna consciousness. And there was one young man there. And he was from a well-to-do family. And he got interested because his parents had one of Prabhupada's books on their bookshelf. They never read it. They must have just bought it somewhere and parked it on the bookshelf. But when he became a teenager, he read that book and became a devotee. And his parents weren't even really aware of how much he was attracted until, and this is in his early teens, when he graduated from high school, because they had money. They asked him, you know, what do you want? We'll give you a trip wherever you want to go. And he wanted to go to London because he heard that the Hare Krishna restaurant in London, Soho Street, is one of the best in the world. So, they were surprised. But this is the power of Prabhupada's books. So we should just pass on Prabhupada's teachings the same way we got them. Don't try to explain things away or cover them over. If Prabhupada said something, that's it. Just pass it on like that. And don't worry about the effect it's going to have. It had positive effect on you. You're sitting here. So I presume Prabhupada's books had a positive effect in your life, just like they did in my life. I had read so many so-called spiritual books. I mean, I was started seeking early in life, and I had an uncle who was into Buddhism, so he was giving me all these books, particularly about Tibetan Buddhism. So even as a child, I was reading all this and forming my opinions about spirituality. But as soon as I read one pamphlet from Prabhupada, Krishna, the Reservoir of Pleasure, immediately I knew this is the real deal here. And I just found a New York temple and started going there. So we can't worry. It's not up to us what effect the books are going to have on somebody. Just our duty is to, under Prabhupada's direction, under his order and for his pleasure, take those books out in the street and give them to everybody. So 2 million people in this country. I live in Los Angeles. The greater Los Angeles area has 18 million people. So 2 million, it's not too difficult for you to conquer 2 million people. You can do it. You can do it. Just have the desire. Krishna responds to the desire of his devotees. So if you have the desire to spread Krishna consciousness far and wide in Slovenia, not that you're not doing it already, but we can always do more and more and more. We should never be satisfied again that only, how many people are here tonight? 15, 20 people. It should be 200. Why not? There are enough people living close by. They could come every night for Bhagavad Gita class. 100, 200 people. And when you have a festival, it should be thousands and thousands, tens of thousands. Everybody should come. Why not? This is the mood of the devotee. Expand, expand, expand. And don't worry about the financial side of it. Krishna will send, because this is what Krishna wants. This is why Lord Chaitanya came. And if we see, even in the remotest corners of the world right now, people have heard of Gaur Nithai, and some people already even have deities of Gaur Nithai. I travel, you know, quite a bit, and everywhere you go. So, Shishi Gaur Nithai, this is their movement. The modern Hare Krishna movement was actually started by them. And so they're out there. Just like when I leave here in a week, I'm going to Croatia. And already they organized some programs for me there. So there's one nice devotee from Bosnia, Gopa Kumar Das, a disciple of Sachinandan Swami. And he is single-handedly responsible for most of the, still to this day, for most of the Hare Krishna devotees in that area of Bosnia. He was a math teacher, high school teacher, teaching math. So along with teaching mathematics, he was teaching them about Krishna. You see, he became a devotee. And gradually made more and more and more devotees. So he's had Gaur Nithai deities in his home for a long, long time. He lives in a kind of a remote little village just above Bihach. It's called Zavalye. And so, Gaur Nithai, they're out there. They're spreading this movement. But they want to give us credit. So all we have to do is go out and try our best. Our best. In America, they say, come on, we've been distributing books for such a long time in America, so many millions of books have gone out, and still we don't see that there are so many devotees. Don't worry! Those are seeds that are being planted, and not, when you plant seeds, not all of them fructify immediately. But the seed remains active. If you know anything about desert areas, sometimes an area of a desert can remain without water for years, and then finally when some rain comes, boop, the plants come up. Because those seeds are lying there. Just waiting for the water to come. So similarly, all these seeds that have been planted, of all these books that have gone out, they will fructify, guaranteed. Even if it's not in this life, it may be in another lifetime, next lifetime. And what is one life for somebody who's spent millions and millions of lives floundering in the material world, suffering like anything? So if it takes one or two or three lifetimes to get out, so what? We don't have to worry about that. Just go out and plant the seeds, and the result will be there. Okay, any questions, comments? Yes.
Should we in Sankirtan put the Prabhupada in the center also? Like when we show books to the people that, you know, we tell that these books are Prabhupada, and show like this.
You mean you're not doing that now?
Yeah, I tell.
Of course you must. Yes, in America we have a formula that, yes, there are gurus who have written books, disciples of Prabhupada who have written books, but only 25% maximum. In other words, if you take out a van with 100 books, no more than 25 of those books can be by some other author. 75 have to be Srila Prabhupada's books. Because yes, where did they get their understanding from? They got it from Srila Prabhupada. So best if we can give Srila Prabhupada directly, but there are some books that are approved for distribution by Srila Prabhupada's disciples. And so, yeah, but still, we have to keep Prabhupada in the center. And hopefully when you read their book, it's going to lead you to Srila Prabhupada. If it doesn't, then there is some question there. But yes, Prabhupada is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness for the rest of this age. That will never change. He will always be the founder. He will always be the one that we worship at Guru Puja. Everybody's worshiping Srila Prabhupada. His disciples, his grand disciples, his grand disciples. Everybody's worshiping Srila. That's what Guru Puja is. Sometimes young devotees are a little confused that, but am I not supposed to worship my spiritual master? No. The ISKCON Guru Puja is meant for worshiping Srila Prabhupada. When you meet your spiritual master face to face, there's some ceremony, something. Yes, you may do some puja to the spiritual master. That's bona fide. But the ISKCON Guru Puja that's performed in every ISKCON temple every morning, that Guru Puja is for Prabhupada eternally. Nobody else. That is for Prabhupada. So Prabhupada should be in the center of everybody's consciousness because he's the one who's given us everything that we have here. And if we catch up his mood of selfless service to Guru, then we're already liberated. And I was listening to a lecture this morning. I was telling the devotees who picked me up. And this is a verse from the Aho Niriloke Piyeta Hari Katam Ritam Vachaha. So, the Niriloke means human beings. There are so many other living entities on the planet, but this is statement is directed towards human beings because they have the developed intelligence to understand the message. Aho Niriloke Piyeta. Drink what to drink. Hari Katamritam. Discussions talks about Hari Katamrita, Krishna Kata, in other words. That's what we're meant to do. And if we're actually drinking the nectar of Krishna Kata, then naturally, as human beings, we want to give it to others. This is a natural human tendency. Anything that you come across as good, let's say the non-devotees, they see a good movie, or they find a good restaurant, or they read a good book, immediately they want to share with others. Hey, you should read this book, you should go see that movie, you should go to that restaurant. It's just natural human behavior. So if we're drinking the best nectar, reading the best books, eating the best food, prasadam, why would we not want to share it? It's not possible. If you're actually tasting the nectar, then you automatically want to give the nectar. So if you're not in that mood of giving, that means something is wrong. Something is wrong. We should find out what it is and fix it. But those who are actually conscious of what they're drinking, this harikata, prasadam, the deity worship, you should become so excited by this that you immediately want to share it with everybody. Up and down the block, and don't neglect your immediate neighbors. Sometimes we've done that in ISKCON. We're out there preaching all day, 100 kilometers from here and 200 kilometers from here, but we neglect the immediate neighbors. And sometimes it has disastrous results. I actually lived with Mukunda Maharaj for some time. We were doing some service together. And so he told me the story of the manor. Why it is that the neighbors in that little village, Lesmore Heath, were so opposed to the devotees being there at Bhaktivedanta Manor. They wanted them out and they absolutely did not want them to expand anymore and they were so heavy against them. Why? So he explained that in the early days when they just got the manor from George Harrison, they decided to put on a big concert in this little village. And without warning the neighbors, without even inviting them, without telling them anything, they put on this huge concert and it's completely blocked the whole village. You couldn't drive in or out and the noise and this. So ever since that day, the villagers hated them. And they did everything to oppose them. It took years and years and years and years and years of PR work and getting the Indians involved and the Indian consulate and so much hard work it took to get around it until they finally got permission to expand Bhaktivedanta Manor and and you know, like that. So you have to be very careful. You're living in a nice little community here. Get to know your neighbors. If you invite them and they don't come, at least you've done your job, you know. Try to be friendly with them always, no matter what their mood is. You know, if they only want to say is good morning, say good morning, you know, like that. Just be friendly. Because the day will come when they will have a chance to affect your life one way or the other. Maybe Christian will send you a couple million euros so you can buy the whole block and then they start opposing you. You see? But it's just common sense. When everything begins at home. So home, this is home for this community. So get to know the neighbors and be friendly with them. Invite them to festivals or at least warn them we're going to have a big festival. And maybe, you know, if you're a little bit affected, please forgive us. It's just going to be one night or whatever. Just stay in contact with them regularly. Be friendly with them. And you'd be surprised. You know, you may get some devotees from right here in the block. You don't have to go 200 kilometers to try to make a devotee. You may get some from right on the street. Anything else? Okay, Granth Sarva Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai.